Today is Tuesday, April 30th, 2013, and over the weekend, we went to some wine tasting. Surprise, surprise, right? Well, around this time of the year, wineries have tastings to give everybody a chance to see what certain releases are tasting like from the barrel. They haven't been bottled yet, but they will be soon. But we went to a winery called Linden Vineyards, and out in Linden, Virginia. It's about an hour away, hour and 10 minutes away or so. And we went there on Saturday to do tasting, and it was like a two-hour thing. We tasted some Chardonnays, some red blends, and a couple other wines. And then hung around and had some lunch nibbles on the deck. They have a beautiful deck, and drank some wine and had lunch. It was very nice. While we were there, of course, the weather was absolutely beautiful on Saturday. The temperature was, some people might call it a little chilly. It was in the mid-60s, but I thought it was perfect for shorts. While we were there, there were lots of birds flying around, and even though I had photographed many of them before, there was one that I had not photographed yet, and it was the barn swallow. Now, this winery has like this deck that overlooks the property, and underneath the deck, these barn swallows have made nests, and these birds would fly out from underneath the deck, and they would fly around in circles, and then fly back under the deck. Well, I had my big lens with me, so I stood there and waited for the birds. If you're walking around, they won't fly out, but I just stood there and waited, and I was able to follow them. They flew out, and then when they came back and landed on like these pieces of wood that were under the deck, I stood really still and took a couple photographs of them. So I was able to photograph bird number 33 for the year, and that's the barn swallow. So I was very pleased with that. As a tangent, speaking about birds, there was two birds flying around late this afternoon, early evening, around the trees near my balcony. Excuse me. And it's a blackbird, which it looks like it has brown on it too, but I couldn't really get that best picture of it. Plus, it was starting to get dark. So I tried to photograph them, but I got terrible pictures of them. But I don't know what kind of bird it is. I don't know if it's a brown-headed cowbird or if it's like a kind of grackle. I don't know what it is. So I'm hoping that tomorrow when the sun's out, we'll have a better chance of photographing these birds, because there's this, one of the condos near me puts out bird seed, and these birds are flying around and eating the bird seed and then landing in the trees and stuff. So I really want to find out what kind of bird that is, because I know I haven't seen it before. I have no real idea what it is. So anyway, the rest of the weekend, we came home on Saturday. I guess we went to another winery after that. Now, what winery was it? I don't even remember. But we came home and made dinner and relaxed in the evening. I was trying to think, what did we do in the evening? I guess, did we watch TV? I don't really remember that we did anything special. Oh, no, we sat on the balcony because it was so beautiful. We sat on the balcony and watched the sunset and the clouds and the sky and stuff until it was pitch black. And then we went to bed. And then, of course, the weather changed on Sunday with cloudiness and rainy drizzle kind of thing. And then it's been doing that for the last couple of days, and I'm getting real sick of it. But tomorrow it's supposed to change back to a sunnier, drier, clear day. So tomorrow I'm hoping to get the camera out and take better pictures of birds. And that was pretty much our weekend. Typical, weekend for us. But now, today being the 30th of April, that means tomorrow is May 1st. And probably some of you are already hearing this on May 1st. But the most exciting news about the month of May is that it is my birthday month. Yes, that is true. It's my birthday month. At the end of the month, May 29th, I will be turning 49 years old. And I know in the podcasting community there is a big joke, or at least I don't know if it's still a thing, but at one time there was a joke that I used to celebrate my birthday 2 months out of the year. Some people thought it was in October, and I told them, no, my birthday's in May, and it truly is in May, at the end of May, May 29th. And this year, I'll be 49, entering the last year of my 40s before hitting the 50s. What to say about that? I don't know. I can't say that I feel any older. I still feel pretty young at heart in terms of doing things. Like, I still like my photography. I still have my interests. I really, really, really want to retire, but I have 6 years left. I think it's 6 years left. Unless, of course, I win the lottery, which I am playing twice a week, hoping to someday win the lottery. But anyway, so the month of May will be birthday month. I will probably do several things several times in the month to celebrate my birthday. So yay for me. But anyway, oh, I know what I was going to talk about. I have noticed this trend, and I don't know if corporate America is behind it, which it probably is. It probably most definitely is. But on certain blogs and in certain podcasts I listen to and blogs I read, people are promoting products. For example, like someone will talk about a specific laundry detergent, like not Tide, but there was, I think it was Whisk, I think I saw it on a blog. And I'm wondering if these people are getting paid by the companies to promote their product, or do they truly use, like, and appreciate that product that they buy? I don't know. I'm sure I would be, a fool to believe that most people are just, you know, it's their own opinion about the product, and they're just sharing with the rest of the world or the people who read their blog that that's the product that they like and that's why they buy it and so forth. Excuse me, the sinuses have been terrible lately. And I was thinking to myself, well, I could promote products that I purchase and truly use, but that just made me start thinking, I don't want to get into that. But if I ever do talk about a product like, let's say Apple computers, that would be a real product that I purchase and use on a daily basis. Computers, iPads, iPods, etc. So I don't know. I don't think I promote Apple on my website very much, but I did post on Sunday that it was the 10th anniversary of iTunes. And I do like iTunes. There are people who do not like iTunes, but I do like iTunes. I purchase my music there, buy movies, rent movies, and TV shows and stuff. But I try to watch as much as I can on Netflix. See, there's another product. I use Netflix. I wish there was more stuff on the streaming, because I have only have the streaming version of of Netflix. So anyway, I don't know. I just this question, when I saw this on this person's blog, I'm like, are they getting paid by corporate America to promote these products? And I kind of think they are. I'm sure they are. There's like this group of people who just go to people's blogs and say, would you promote this product or whatever. I know we have this same situation on our wine blog, but we turn it all down. We don't do any of that stuff. So anyway, I don't know. That's just something to think about. I just had a thought in my mind to talk about one other thing, but now I can't remember what it was. I said to myself I was going to come back to it, and I can't remember. Anyway, well, that's all I have for today. Tomorrow's May 1st, so happy May Day. May Day. Happy May Day. Do people do that anymore? I remember when I was in elementary school, we had May Day where we had a maypole, and we had to walk around in circles with this crepe paper and wrap it around the pole. But I don't know what that is about. I guess, is that like a sign of spring or something? I don't know. I'd have to look into May Day and find out what the details are. But anyway, that's all I have for today. So until next time, bye.